According to the Denver Post, the opponents have raised 8 times more money than the proponents of the measure. Patricia Calhoun from Westward, is Fort Collins the new battleground for medical marijuana?
Well, it's the battleground for the next 10 days, but after this, it'll move somewhere else. It's not a surprise that the retail businesses, the opponents of this measure, are raising a lot of money because there's a lot of money to be made in this business right now. It's not the way people originally envisioned this caregiving working, but it is working, and maybe working too well, because it's helping many other people who perhaps aren't quite as in need of medicinal marijuana to get their supplies. But I think what's going to happen next year will be the really fascinating fight. There's the push to legalize, and will the dispensary, the marijuana centers, fight that? Will they raise money to fight that? Because once marijuana is legal, then you're not going to have these businesses provide it.
Dave Gopal from the Independence Institute, how do you think that would play out?
Legalization, well, half the country's for it now, and it's as with gay rights, you can see it step by step at the generational level. So it will certainly happen, and the sooner the better. Denver's actually got one of the highest marijuana arrest rates per capita of any city in the country, which is a disgraceful waste of taxpayer resources.
Getting back to the Fort Collins issue.
100 years ago, the Colorado state government was persecuting and, in fact, killing striking mine workers, and great unions like the Western Miners Association helped them come together to stand up for their rights. Fortunately, the medical marijuana workers are not being killed by the government, but they are being persecuted at violating the Constitution, which the people of Colorado enacted. And I'd say another case where the unions are the folks who are backup enforcers of our Constitution.
All right, that's Dave Gopal from the Independence Institute, and the third chair, Natasha Gardner, senior editor at 5280 Magazine.
As Patty said, this is not just an issue in Fort Collins, it's across the state. But I go beyond that. It's actually a national question right now. And as Dave was saying, there's half Americans support this issue. So what happens in Fort Collins might seem trivial. It might seem like it only affects 20 businesses. Why are we spending time talking about this? But it really does affect a whole industry and something that could happen on a national level.
And, Natasha, it seems to be a fight, really, between the retail model versus the caregiver model, the retail model being a more in-your-face, commercialized operation, the caregiver model being much smaller, behind the scenes, less seen. And I think that's the folks in Fort Collins who don't want to see the retail model in place really might have voted for this, you know, back when there was the constitutional amendment, but just didn't want it in their face. Kirk, what do you think?
Well, I think this is going to be a very interesting election, and I agree it's not just a Fort Collins local issue in some sense, although this may be the battleground for the next couple of weeks in this issue in the statewide level. But Fort Collins is really a bellwether that we can really look to see what the rest of the state is thinking about this. It's a mostly moderate town with different views on each and sometimes vocal on each ends of the political spectrum. But I think what happens up there will be interesting. The last thing I was going to say is that I wasn't really surprised that the dispensary backers had far outspent the initiative backers. I was actually surprised that they hadn't spent more.
All right. And that was Kirk Siegler from KUNC batting cleanup. And it looks like Fort Collins may set more than a few precedents for medical marijuana. For our media partners at KUNC, I'm Raj Chauhan.